The Mindful Society, How Mindfulness is Changing the World from the Inside Out, by Otter Siemenson, read by Andrew Collins. For the Roses in My Garden. Introduction. Mindfulness has the power to change the world, one person at a time, from the inside out. Joseph Goldstein. In the past four decades, the practice of mindfulness has triumphantly spread from the monastic community to the general public and has slowly been introduced in hospital rooms, boardrooms, locker rooms, classrooms, and even negotiation rooms in the corridors of power. The religious and cultural undertones have been stripped away in exchange for scientific validity and has effectively transformed mindfulness practice into a secular exercise for the mind. The monks and nuns in robes have been joined by men and women in suits and uniforms, while mindfulness itself has become less of a vehicle for spiritual progress and more of a means for improved well-being, greater emotional intelligence, and higher productivity. The timing has been far from accidental and has come at a time of simultaneous crisis in society, the skyrocketing cost of chronic stress and burnout, the rapid decline in mental health, and the dangerous increase in political polarization have all contributed to the widespread appeal of mindfulness. The circumstances have undeniably greased the wheels for its journey into the mainstream, but the mindfulness movement still owes much of its success to a small group of individuals who were determined to bring mindfulness to the people. Their backgrounds have varied widely and have stretched from neuroscience and molecular biology to prison security and international conflict resolution. They came to the practice of mindfulness for different reasons and introduced its teachings in their own distinctive way, but they have ultimately been brought together by the common desire to relieve the world from its suffering. This book is about them and their efforts to create a more mindful society. This book blends personal stories with scientific studies to give personality and context to the spread of mindfulness in society. Its purpose is simply to offer a glimpse of its journey from the fringes to the mainstream, and several methods have been employed to keep the narrative carefully focused. Firstly, the geographic and cultural focus of the book is, first and foremost, on the American and British experiences of mindfulness. Its spread has already reached the remotest regions of the planet, but the United States and the United Kingdom have experienced the greatest success with mindfulness in the past decades. Secondly, the narrative revolves around a small group of individuals whose work on mindfulness has had an extraordinary influence on its spread in society. They are far from the only characters in the story of how mindfulness is changing the world from the inside out, but their contributions carry substantial weight in their respective fields. Thirdly, the definition of mindfulness is still a matter of contention in the scientific literature, but a deliberate choice has been made to simplify its usage in the book and let a range of exercises fall under the umbrella term of mindfulness-based practices, from mindful awareness of breath and sound and taste to mindful movements and body scans. Its meaning will manifest itself throughout the stories and can, in doing so, be interpreted subjectively by each reader. Fourthly, mindfulness-based practices have historically been taught alongside kindness-based practices, a group of mental exercises designed to cultivate